how to stay right with God. Number one is be proactive in the Christian life, okay? And I've said this before, but, you know, the Christian life doesn't happen by osmosis. You can't just come to church and expect to be a great Christian overnight just because you're in church. You have to actually do something with the information that's being given to you. You actually have to do something with the examples that are being shown to you by others. You have to be proactive in the Christian life. This is why David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." So you actually have to seek Christian success. You have to seek the Lord. You have to be proactive in being right with God and staying right with God. It's not like, well, I'm in church, so therefore I'm just going to keep doing this, not pay attention to church, not obey the commandments of the Lord, not go soul winning, not read my Bible. Just being in these walls is just enough for me. It doesn't work that way. You have to be proactive in your Christian life. Examine yourself and see what areas do I need to work on. You understand? Look at James 4, verse number 7. It says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Look what it says. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. So what is the equation? The equation is this. What's the formula? If you want to get close to God, you physically, or should I say spiritually, need to get close to God. You need to draw nigh unto the Lord, right? And the byproduct of that is that God will draw nigh to you. Now, in a practical sense, how do you do that? Well, look what it says. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. In other words, start getting sin out of your life. You know, once, if you want to get close to God, you want to draw nigh unto the Lord, you don't need to put on some CCM song to help you to get close to God, because actually CCM gets you further from God. Because it makes you sensual, fleshly, you know, it pushes you away from, because here's the thing is, God is a spirit, so they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You understand? But if we want to draw nigh to God, the way God filters that is by how you clean your heart up. And how do you clean your heart? By cleansing your hands. Examining your life, thinking to yourself, well, what sins do I have? Am I regarding iniquity in my heart? Is there something in my life that I know that's not pleasing unto the Lord? And seek to fix those things in your life. He says, draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. So it's not complicated. You don't have to climb a mountain to get right with God. You don't have to, you know, go across the sea to find the Lord. All you have to do is cleanse your hands. All you have to do is purify your heart. And you think of purifying your heart, it could be an attitude problem. You know, sometimes people are not right with God because of their attitude. They have a bad attitude towards their husband. They have a bad attitude towards their wife. They have a bad attitude towards the church. They have a bad attitude towards spiritual authority, towards just the Christian life. And that will cause them to not be right with God. You understand? Because along with being right with God is knowing God's order.